9462, John Justice, west of Road 410, 518 feet south of Road 421, a variance from the minimum lot width requirement for a parcel.
Carrie Justice, 7 Mill Landing East, Millsboro, Delaware, 19966.
John Justice, 7 Mill Landing East, Millsboro, Delaware, 19966. Yes.
Good evening.
Good evening.
We are looking to purchase an acre of land off our grandparents' property, and it doesn't meet the width of 150 feet. It's 146.26 feet wide. Mm-hmm. So we are looking for a variance so that we may build a home there. The depth of our proposed property line is 302 feet.
Who are you buying from?
My grandparents.
Yeah, is that
Ralph and Joe Dory?
Okay. These lines aren't already created? The division line between your property and what it says
it's the proposed Ernest property line. It's what we would like to go back to. We haven't purchased it yet, pending if we know if we're going to be able to build a house on it. We haven't purchased it.
The reason I'm asking, you couldn't negotiate another 4 feet from land, whoever owns the Restory property, to give you 150 feet?
No, we haven't asked.
Here. These other lines are already established. The only additional one is the proposed line.
We're buying the property off of Ralph Dory, which is up and around the corner from our property.
Okay, that's what I was trying to figure out.
Okay.
So the two lines that run perpendicular to 410 are already established?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
This is the road frontage.
This is the road here too, right?
Yeah, but okay. But for this parcel, that's the right frontage.
Okay.
Am I correct in my assumption in that this is the parcel?
Yes.
Okay. This is the existing road
frontage
to the
parcel. That's the existing. Yes.
Okay.
And we subdivide here. We want to subdivide the bottom portion, and it's only 146 feet wide. And we would go back 302 feet.
It's not part of either of these? Okay.
No, it's only part of the main, it's like an L shape.
Right.
It's the property.
Okay.
I take it that part of the L is about 2 acres then?
I think it's 7 acres total. 6 acres total.
Right.
Okay. Are there any further questions for members of the board? Mr. McGage?
Mr.
Rutman? Mr. Mills? Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
There's one.
Two. Okay, is there anyone here in opposition to this application?
Two.
Okay, you can sit down right up front, right? Would you like to come up and speak, please?
Rick Story, 30856 Revel Road, Millsboro, Delaware.
Esther Dory, 305-856 Revel Road.
Put your hand up here. For testimony, you're about to give to correct Chris Nolan.
Rick Story, is my name. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. My objection is that on both sides, their water will be running over on us all the time. If they build up in it all, it's going to still be worse because their land is not that high either, but it is higher than ours. In other words, it's like a basin on both sides of it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's our whole problem. We have enough water without
anymore, right. And their water already runs off on us. And they definitely would have to add dirt in, and right. That would really make it just unrealistic.
Okay, so your concern is the water runoff?
Yeah.
Opposition, I mean.
Right.
Okay, ma'am. Okay, thank you. Okay, hearing no other opposition. Chair will entertain a motion.
I'll ask him a question.
Oh, you can come back up here a minute. Sorry.
Yes. Did you consider doing any grading around there to get the water away from them?
I don't know really what we would do other than, I mean, we would put our house there. We wouldn't add any additional grading that would make water run to their property anymore.
I mean, could you make the water run away from it? Is there any ditches there beside you or anything?
There's a drain ditch in the front. We could grade our property so it would go to the front of our property.
I mean, you know, it's hard to help them get the water out of there. Or,
right. Okay. Or we could also drain towards the back. I mean, either way, we would not drain. We would not grade our property so it would drain onto theirs.
Well, that's good to hear. Okay. Thank you. Okay. Hearing no other opposition, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move it be approved, case number 9462, as I don't think it would affect essential care to the neighborhood. And it's a minimum variance that will afford relief.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Mr. Chairman, I will not be voting.
Okay. Okay. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
Nay, Mr. Chairman. I think that improving that property will create an additional runoff problem.
You had in there stipulation of the water, though, right? The runoff with it.
They made that.
They made that statement. They all made it.
But I think that you know, building a building on there, you're going to have area that isn't going to absorb the water, and therefore you're going to have additional runoff either way.
Okay. All right, well, we had a vote of 3 in favor, 1 opposed, and 1 not voting. So by a vote of
motion carry.
Motion will carry.
Thank you.
Case number 9.